handy guide to decoding CCP disinformation. Commentary: understanding what is true or false these days can be a challenge and has real-life consequences. We are subjected to so many influences, some we can perceive, others more covert. Traditional media and online platforms are increasingly subject to influencers, and not just social media. Totalitarian regimes use lies to control people. Turn white to black, no problem. A lie into a truth, easily done. And the scope of their influence is not necessarily confined to their captive populations. The Chinese Communist Party is a classic. It is not content to just control people within China, and what they think, believe, and do. It wants to control the world's influence on the Chinese people, because it fears what will happen to its rule when people know the truth. How best to control the West? Get your propaganda out there. Repeat it: bombard politicians or corporations with inducements or threats. Saturate media platforms, or at least the ones who will buy into it. However, once you know the CCP's inherent nature, you can decode its messages by substitution. Or as a general rule of thumb, by just taking the opposite view of what it says. For example, the British Medical Journal recently published an article about the first known survivor of forced organ harvesting in China, Cheng Piming, which exposes the CCP's shocking crimes committed against Falun Gong practitioners. The BMJ article also included a statement from Liu Pengyu, a spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in the United States. Yet, by removing the word Falun Gong and substituting CCP, you can see the true meaning of Liu's statement below. Is an anti-human, anti-science, and anti-humanity cult. It is hostile to religion, harms people's interests, and is a cancer in society. Pope John Paul II, the Polish Pope, helped to end communism in Poland. He is also known for saying that communism is an anti-humanity force. Communism denies the existence of God and seeks to destroy people's faith in their divine origins. When people have no sense of higher meaning in life, they are easily controlled by fear or greed, and repeated lies from the state can readily become a powerful truth. The statement by the CCP embassy spokesperson in the BMJ concluded with the following: the Chinese government has banned the cult in accordance with the law, safeguarded the basic human rights and freedoms of the Chinese people, and has won the firm support of the broad masses of the people, including religious figures. We may have to wait a bit longer for that prophetic decoding to become reality. But it will come. Ultimately, the CCP will not continue. All communist regimes have collapsed when people no longer accept their lies. Real consequences. The tragedy of the CCP's impact, though, is that it has taken the West so long to wake up. In July 1999, the CCP began its campaign to persecute Falun Gong in China, which has escalated into a crime against humanity through killing by forced organ harvesting. Falun Gong is a spiritual practice rooted in the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. Then in 2001, China joined the World Trade Organization. Two different events, yet the CCP has conjoined them to require the silence of Western nations on human rights to profit from trade with China. The result has seen the CCP flout international human rights treaties and trade regulations, without penalty. For people in China, some have profited from aligning with the CCP, while the vast majority face day-to-day survival under the control of communist rule, but they too are awakening. The West needs to decode the CCP's lies, know what is true, and walk a path of integrity, without coercion or corruption, to enter a future that values and protects our shared freedoms and humanity.